We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Don't use any aerosol sprays or harsh chemicals, and check your air conditioner to make sure it has no leaks. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Kevin Durant was named one of the 100 most influential people in the world by Time Magazine, and now Kevin has created the highly compelling podcast, The Etceteras, with Kevin Durant. It mixes the best of sports and entertainment culture and touches on topics like the most underrated teams in NBA history to the current landscape of rap music. Kevin Durant, 10-time NBA All-Star, 2-time NBA champion, 2-time Olympic gold medalist, and NBA and NBA Finals MVP, and now the host of The Etceteras. Listen to it now on Apple Podcasts, Radio.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the entire nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop in. Here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we have delivered over 2,300 custom-fit stance shirts in a year. We take three measurements, load in the computer, and it gives us the perfect fit shirt out of 175 try-ons to fit you. Once we get the perfect fit, you have over 150 fabrics to choose from, starting at $98, and 7 days later, bam, shirt is delivered. Gary, you are not an off-the-rack fit, and you know yours fit perfect. No more baggy Michelin man fit or rolling up those sleeves to look like a barbershop quartet.
I could not buy off the rack. That's why I don't buy off the rack. I get my shirts custom made at James Davis. If you need one, same kind I own, you know where to go. It's James Davis, Laurelwood Shopping Center. They're on the web, jamesdavisstore.com. Check that website, jamesdavisstore.com.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
All right, I'm here. My name is Gary Parrish. I'm speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Ben Adol's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you getting through the day as best you can.
Her daddy lost most everything on horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
I hope you weren't expecting anything other than chaos and nonsense in that 90-minute presidential debate last night between President Trump and former Vice President Biden, because it was something. I know some people had to turn it off. They couldn't deal with it anymore. I understand, but I just kept dealing with it. Watched the whole thing and then got depressed and put my head on a pillow and just went to sleep. Called it a night. I don't usually call it a night. I just called it a night last night. We'll get into it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 425, Brian Scalabrine is going to join me. He's a Radio.com sports insider, former NBA player. He's going to join me in the next segment. We'll discuss, obviously, the NBA Finals. Game one tonight, Lakers Heat. Brian Scalabrine will be here around 425. It'll be brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. When I finish that, I'll take a break, come back, do four notable stories, 444, at which point I'll discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, the Major League Baseball playoffs are rolling along. 8 games today. 5 are already either over or underway. Incredible extra innings affair between the Braves and the Reds. Cardinals, Padres about to start. Then we got Yankees, Indians, and Dodgers, Brewers tonight. Awesome day of baseball. I get you updated around 4:44. Sundays, Titans-Steelers game has been postponed after another Titans player has tested positive for COVID-19. So I believe that's now four players and five staff members who have tested positive. I'll give you the details a little later on this hour. There is a report that Marc Gasol is leaving the NBA to play professionally in Spain. So big Spain and Barcelona, Spain. It has not been confirmed yet by any reputable American reporter. So we'll see. But I'll get you updated on that just before 5 o'clock. And Serena Williams has withdrawn from the French Open. She said she can barely walk. Obviously, barely being able to walk makes playing tennis at any level, but especially the highest level, difficult. So she's stuck on 23 Grand Slam singles titles. I'll spend a few minutes on that during Four Notable Stories 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Karkus, just like always. Then I'll eventually do Dinner to Go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I want to start with a wild night in America last night, courtesy of the first scheduled presidential debate between President Trump and former Vice President Biden. As CNN's Dana Bash said afterward, last night on TV, it was an S show, but she did not say the letter S. She smooth dropped the four-letter word live on air. It went viral very quickly, and shortly after that, like I said, I personally just called it a night. You know, I rarely go to bed as much as I fall asleep watching TV. Typically, you know, on a normal night, basically every night, we have to split our little dudes up around 8 o'clock or so because they will not calm down if they're in the same room. One of them is always trying to mess with the other. Perhaps that's just the nature of having a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old. But like somebody is always trying to steal a toy or steal a snack or deliver a punch to the back of the head. It's a circus every night, including last night when Lou took a dart to the face at point-blank range, courtesy of,
oh no,
of Oliver. Just like straight execution style, pop, which led to me grabbing the dart gun and snapping it in half. Mm-hmm. At which point, both kids started yelling at me. Even Lou, who had just been shot in the face 5 seconds earlier, was yelling at me. I'm like, yo, the only thing that stupid dart gun is doing is putting darts in your eyeballs.
What do you mean dart gun?
Like a
Nerf gun.
Yeah, but like it's not Nerf gun, but like got little darts and they're rubbery, I guess.
Yeah, they have like the suction thing on
there
them.
There you go.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
pop.
Yeah. Pop. I got you.
Every 45 seconds, That dart gun is delivering a dart right to your face. I don't know why you're mad. I just saved you when I broke that gun in half. You owe me right now. Just an incredible turn of events. But either way, my point is simple. Typically, we split the little guys up around 8 o'clock. Then they fall asleep. Then Kelly falls asleep. So I'm usually up later than everybody else in the house. And I either work or watch TV or read until I drift away. I rarely say, all right, it's time to go to sleep. I usually just fall asleep whenever I fall asleep. But last night, swear to God, at like 10 o'clock after that 90-minute circus of a presidential debate, I just clocked out. Like, I just went to bed. I don't even know if I was tired. I just went to bed, put my head on the pillow, and decided to keep it there until I fell asleep. I was just drained because that entire thing was so stupid and depressing. But in how much of it, if any of it, did you take in last night?
I watched the whole thing.
I watched the whole thing, too. Like, yeah. I understand some people saying, I can't watch this anymore. Because, like, it becomes awkward and uncomfortable and just, again, sad that this is what we're dealing with. But I'm not the type of person to pull away from that type of thing. Like, I lost interest at some points in the 90 minutes. I surely, like, started to drift away from an attention span perspective, but I didn't turn it off or change the channel. I watched it from the first word to the very last. And it's important to note that it was a depressing 90 minutes of television for our country for one reason and for one reason only, because of President Trump. Like, this debate has been called a circus and a crap show and all sorts of things, but when people stop there, it just sort of lumps everybody in together, makes it out like everybody played a role in what happened last night. But that's not what happened. Joe Biden didn't take it there. And Chris Wallace didn't take it there. It was President Trump constantly interrupting, constantly saying outlandish things, constantly being disrespectful to everything, including the process. I mean, he is who he is, so we shouldn't be surprised, but it was still wild to watch. And it is still wild to think that he really might be a two-term president. Because politics aside, and anybody who pays attention has known this for a long time, well before he became president, but it was on full display last night. He's just an awful person with very little, perhaps no redeeming qualities. Again, it was on full display once again last night. I mean, what kind of man interrupts another man who is talking passionately about his dead son who served this country to falsely claim that his other son was dishonorably discharged because of a drug problem? Like, that is so out of bounds for any normal person. And yet it's completely normal for the president of the United States. Like, there's Joe Biden explaining how proud he was of his late son who served this country before dying of cancer. And President Trump interrupts to basically say, well, you know, your other son's a cokehead. I mean, what? And that was just like one of what felt like a billion crazy things the president did last night. Among them, declining an opportunity to condemn the Proud Boys when Chris Wallace asked him to do so. And even Republicans today were like, yeah, that was bad. But it's just a normal thing for this president. Now, to be fair, the president did walk it back a little bit this afternoon. But he still will not disavow white supremacists, specifically that group. Earlier this afternoon, a reporter said to the president, quote, white supremacists clearly love and support you. Do you welcome that? And in response to that question, President Trump said, quote, I want law and order to be a very important part. It's a very important part of my campaign. That was the response. So another non-answer. When the only right answer is there's no place in this country for white supremacists and I do not welcome their support. But he cannot say that for whatever reason. So just a depressing night. But I will tell you, I was somewhat encouraged this morning when Jeff Calkins took calls on the whole thing during his show. Like, Democrats called in and said what you would expect. But I was more interested in the folks who identified as Republicans. Among them, a dude named, I believe, Mike. And there were multiple callers that sort of talked about it this way. But more or less, he was like, you know, I voted for Trump last time. I probably will again. But man, I'm really embarrassed by the guy. And I don't feel good about it. And like, I can almost understand that. Like, you're a lifelong Republican.
Yeah, you've always voted that way.
You've always voted that way. We have a two-party system. You feel a certain way about abortion, about guns, about police, about a handful of big issues. You like adding conservative justices to the Supreme Court. So you hold your nose and you vote for Trump again in 2020. Like, obviously, I disagree with that. But if I'm being honest, I can understand why some people will do that. I think it's nutty and at this point dangerous. But I can understand why some people will do that. What I do not understand anymore are the people who are like, that's my guy. I love that president. He's doing a great job. Like, that is so unbelievably weird to me at this point. Like, I get how you could have been tricked into thinking he's your guy back in 2016. Like, he gave you something to believe in. You believed in it. You got conned by a lifelong con man. I understand how that happened. But 3.5 years later, in the middle of a pandemic that he's made worse than it had to be, while he's still sympathizing with white supremacy groups, still trusting Russia more than his own intelligence community, still constantly lying right to your face every single day. I genuinely do not understand how any reasonable person can still be like, yep, that's my president. Like, that seems cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs at this point. I understand how somebody can be a conservative. I understand how somebody can register as a Republican. I understand how somebody can get super tired of some of the left-wing talking points. I get all that. I am a left-leaning individual, but I do not think all conservatives or all Republicans are the worst people on the planet. Reasonable people in this country can disagree on some big issues in this country. Reasonable people can disagree on politics in this country. I've never pretended otherwise. I have close friends, people I love, people I respect, who disagree with me on politics. It's fine. But this Trump stuff is just a whole different level. Like, what we're living through right now is not normal. What we watched last night on television is not normal. And I guess my point is that I was actually encouraged when I heard some self-proclaimed Republicans acknowledge as much this morning on Jeff's show when they called in. Because here's the truth. I don't really talk about this stuff with other people too often. I mean, I don't really talk to other people too often. Like, on a personal level, like outside of job stuff where I've got to talk to a basketball coach about this or an agent about that. On a personal level, I talk to my wife, my children, my parents, my brother, and maybe four or five friends on a regular basis. Like, that's it. And I rarely talk to any of them about politics. My wife and I talk about it somewhat often, I guess. But, like, we're pretty much on the same page when it comes to this stuff. My point being, when it comes to contrasting opinions on President Trump or anything else, I'm basically reduced to what I see on Facebook, Twitter, and television. And almost everything on Facebook and Twitter and television is so one-sided one way or the other. It's either Trump is the devil, and if you vote for him, you're also the devil, or it's Trump is the best president this country has ever seen. There's not a whole lot of in-between on Facebook, Twitter, and television. Like, those places are dominated by the most outspoken people who feel the strongest about whatever the issue is. Which is why sometimes it's easy to forget, even for me, that, like, nuance and decency still exist on both sides. Because I don't see it that much. I don't hear it that much. So in all sincerity, I appreciate the folks who called into Jeff's show this morning reminding me of that. I heard decent people on both sides. On the left, folks who called in and made it clear they are willing to do anything they can to make Donald Trump a one-term president. And then on the right, folks who called in and were willing to acknowledge this Trump thing has become an embarrassing debacle. And that if they could trade him for a more decent Republican president at this point, they gladly would. And I know a lot of Republicans do feel that way. Among them, senators and representatives. They won't all say it, but I know they feel that way. I just don't hear it that much, the nuance. So it was nice to hear it. I'm not personally exposed to those conversations too often. So it was nice to hear it from people calling into this radio station this morning. As for what's next, I'm not sure if you saw it, but the commission on presidential debate said this afternoon that it's now clear that, quote, additional structure should be added to the format of the remaining debates to ensure a more orderly discussion of the issues, end quote. So that's good news.
Yeah, I mean, because the thing is like, I know it was an S show and like, what, put all that aside, like the point of those debates is to actually gain something from it, to actually learn something about the two guys debating each other. That didn't happen last night. You know, I don't think you learned anything about anybody because there's two guys talking over each other, led by the president. Like, that's all it was. Well, it was just 2 hours of talking over each other.
Well, I saw somebody earlier today reference a presidential debate from many years ago. And I forget exactly which one it was. Forget the candidates. But the way they explained it, and it's hard to believe given what we watched last night, but one candidate talked for 45 minutes straight, uninterrupted. And then the other candidate talked for 30 minutes straight, uninterrupted. Mm. And then the other candidate talked for 30 minutes straight, uninterrupted. It was respectful. You say what you want to say. Then I'll respond the way I want to respond. Then you can respond the way you want to respond. It wasn't anything close to what we saw last night. So the Commission on Presidential Debates has said they are going to provide some additional structure to the format of the remaining two debates to ensure a more orderly discussion of the issues. Again, good news. It remains unclear exactly what they're going to do, but I don't know. A mute button might be a good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk more about it with Jeff Calkins at 5 o'clock, but when we come back, Brian Scalabrine is a Radio.com Sports Insider, former NBA player. Game one of the finals is tonight. LeBron and the Lakers against the Miami Heat. I'm going to talk to Brian Scalabrine about it next. You are listening to the Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Coming up Thursday, LeBron is 1-8 in game one of the NBA finals. So will that trend continue in game one against the Heat? Week four in the National Football League, one team at a massive crossroads. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin Thursday.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings, 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. Live on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If you like extra cash, the Kroger Rewards MasterCard is the card for you. You'll earn 5% cash back on the first $2,500 you spend. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hey there. As you're driving right now, take note of the vehicle in front of you. Are you a safe distance behind? Are you approaching too fast? Can you stop in time if a collision is about to happen? There's a lot to keep track of in order to drive safely, and that's where the 2020 Chevy Equinox can help you. With automatic emergency braking with forward collision alert, now standard on all 2020 Equinox models. Right now, get 15% of MSRP cash back on most 2020 Equinox models, plus current competitive owners can get an additional $750 cash allowance. Excludes L models. Must be a current owner of a 2006 model year or newer non-GM vehicle for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 9/30/20. Driver is responsible for operating the vehicle in a safe manner at all times. Certain conditions may affect feature performance. See owner's manual for important limitations and information. Visit Bob Johnston Chevrolet, your Mid-South Chevy dealer.
Time to break up with disappointing breakfast and make it your ex-fist. Because Wendy's has your new breakfast love. We're talking a hand-cracked egg on every sandwich, always crispy oven-baked bacon, all coming together to make the Breakfast Baconator. That's right, a Baconator for breakfast. So go tell the world you're with Wendy's Breakfast now. And hurry into Wendy's for the breakfast of your dreams today. We got you
at participating U.S. Wendy's.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night.
There's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Right now, make up for lost time with the new BMW R1250 GS from Performance Plus Cycles. With 136 horsepower and a camshaft control system, you're assured consistent power delivery. Whether in the city, motorway, or off-road, every mile makes you feel more free. Test ride today at Performance Plus, located off Pleasant View Road, or check out their BMW inventory online at performanceplusscycles.com. Remember, make life a ride with a BMW motorcycle.
Okay, ladies, we all know one of the greatest feelings in the world when a friend says,
"Girl, those pants look amazing on you."
Hallelujah. And I say, "Thanks, they're Skechers Go Walk Wear pants." And why do I always get compliments on these casual, athletic, stretchy pants? They're made with comfortable GoFlex fabric that has compression and hold. They have four pockets, plus they're machine washable and come in extended sizes. That's the Skechers Go Walk Wear line of pants. Find yours at Skechers.com or a Skechers store near you.
While you can't believe everything on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right? I was looking at the...
Major League Baseball playoffs in day two. 8 games today. The Braves beat the Reds in 13 innings. 1-0. Incredible game there. And big first inning from the St. Louis Cardinals. They have jumped up 4-0 on the Padres. They're in the bottom of the first out in San Diego. I'll get you caught up on the baseball playoffs. We'll do that in the next segment. But right now, Brian Scalabrine is a Radio.com Sports Insider, former NBA player, world champion. He's brought to you by Pennzoil Motor Oils, made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Please make Brian Scalabrine the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
So, Scal, I think a lot of people wanted to see Lakers versus Celtics in the finals because it's Lakers-Celtics. If you're around my age, it sounds like something from your childhood. But we get Lakers heat, and though the Lakers are heavy favorites, according to oddsmakers, it feels like this is not going to be light work for LeBron and his teammates. What do you make of the finals that get underway tonight?
Yeah, I guess I was like you as well. Like, obviously, I called the Boston Celtics games, but there was a point in there when I was watching them in Game 6 that I was just really enjoying watching the team aspect of the Miami Heat and the way that they move the basketball. And I'll give you guys forewarning here. I've been awful picking the – you know, I knew Miami was good. I had them beating Milwaukee. But I also had Boston losing to Toronto, and I thought that Boston would beat Miami. So I've been awful. Kind of the bubble has really thrown me for a loop here. But I got the Heat beating the Lakers. I think that they have a good chance because of this. The Lakers aren't going to shoot as well as the Heat from three. But here's the deal. And so they're going to have to rely on the paint. But Bam Adebayo is better than people. I know he's getting a ton of credit right now. He's even better than that when it comes to defending the rim and his versatility on the defensive end. So with all that, I know they're heavy, heavy underdogs right now, but I think shooting, because it seems like the best three-point shooting team in the bubble usually wins. The Lakers are a rare exception to that outside of their series and their paint presence. I don't think LeBron and Anthony Davis are going to dominate the paint. I think they'll own the paint, but not. I think Bam Adebayo will have something to say about that. So I got Heat 6.
I don't think that's crazy. Like, I understand why the Lakers are the favorite. They've got LeBron James. Let's start there. They've got two of the best players in the world right now, two of the best players of all time. But I've heard some smart basketball people suggest that, if we were drafting players, you'd probably draft LeBron and AD 1-2 out of this series. But after that, the Heat, three through the rest of the rotation, are probably better. Do you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Heat have a lot of it's a combination, though. Like, if those guys were all separated on a bunch of different teams, I would say no. But have you ever seen a team so connected,
yep,
which makes them better than what they are? Like, it's a real – think about it. Duncan Robinson is a Division III, transferred to Michigan, walked on, undrafted, two-way player, and they run, like, every single play for him when he's out there. And Jimmy Butler, who's an all-star, is fine with it. Jimmy Butler is fine with Goran Dragic being the leading scorer. Bam Adebayo is fine continuing to go to the dribble handoffs with all these guys. He's going to get his when he gets his. And it's unique. And I think another player they run a lot of plays for is Tyler Herro, who's a rookie. So the Heat are constructed like no other team we've ever seen. And as far as, like, the hierarchy of the NBA that we're so used to, like, the best players, they take all the shots, the rest of the guys just got to figure out a way to survive. And these guys aren't like that. The Heat, they're just so different. And Eric Spoelstra, I think he's innovative and he does a good job with them. So I do think that I would pick most of the Heat if you're just looking at this series, but I'm not sure how good Duncan Robinson would be on a different team. I love Duncan Robinson. That's my boy. I mean, I worked him out when he was at Michigan and I was blown away by his shooting ability, but I mean, would he even play for the Lakers? I mean, would they design their offense around him? I doubt that. So the Heat have just like this collective group of guys who move the basketball at an extremely high level and have absolutely no egos. But I think that's a dangerous combination to play against when you're playing in the NBA.
Real dangerous, and you're exactly right. They are better than the individual pieces because they're really connected. They seem to enjoy each other both on and off the court, and you as a former professional athlete understand how important that is. It's not necessary to greatness, but I think it certainly can be a positive when it is elevated to this degree. With the Lakers, LeBron James is 35 years old, and he is averaging in these playoffs 26.7 points, 10.3 rebounds, 8.9 assists, nearly a triple-double. What do you make of not just LeBron James being great? He's been great for a long time, but LeBron James at 35 years old being this great?
Yeah, I mean, I always keep waiting for him to slow down or take steps backwards. But the deal is he just becomes smarter and smarter. He is, if you go back, I went back and watched some Miami clips of him just to, you know, get perspective. He has lost 15, 20%. I don't care what anybody says. But he's a lot smarter now as a basketball player. He's a much more efficient player. Look at that play he does where he gets the ball, you know, out of, you know, whether it's a rebound or a team makes a basket and he's taking it up the floor. He'll throw a cross-court post pass from about 75 feet up, and he'll just like jog up the floor, and that's a way for him to get his wind back. He's still unbelievable. Here's what you would think at his age, that you would think he'd slow down in transition. You know, like, okay, fine, he's going to post up more. He's going to use the body, like, you know, Michael Jordan did when he got older. He started going to the post up game more, and LeBron's post up game is fine, but he's still an absolute beast in transition, which. That's those type of things are really surprising. He's probably one of the smartest basketball players. At least I would love to hear the all-time greats. And if Jordan is better, which I happen to think he is, but whatever. I don't know if there's a smarter basketball player. When you're talking about the all-time greats, if you just look at what he's capable of doing when he has the ball in his hands, how he's seen every type of defense, how he can break down. When you're out there playing with him, he yells out every option the team is going to run. He knows every play you're going to run. He knows the plays better than sometimes the team that's running them. It's quite remarkable and how he has everyone's attention. So I'm more blown away by that kind of stuff. And the longevity is just a testament to his commitment to his body.
You know, I've talked to several people about this, but the most memorable conversation with Steve was with Steve Wojciechowski, who's the head coach at Marquette, former Duke player. He was working with USA Basketball with Coach K, obviously day in and day out with LeBron James. And one day I was in his office, and it was one of these international events where USA Basketball was playing, and LeBron was on the court, and I started asking Wojo about it, and he said, what blows you away when you're around him every day is how smart he is. He said,
oh my gosh.
He said, we'll be running through sets, or any opponent sets, our sets, it doesn't matter. And LeBron doesn't, you don't always know that he's paying attention. Like, he might not be looking at you. He might be mumbling rap lyrics. He might not be focused on you in the way that you would like, but when it's time to go, it's like, okay, let's run through it. He knows what he's supposed to do every time. He knows what everybody else is supposed to do every time. Wojo, and this is a guy who's been around a lot of great players, he said, I have never seen anybody smarter on a basketball court than LeBron James, which I thought was a fascinating thing to hear.
And I'll echo in this sense, like LeBron was one of the most intimidating people to play against, but guess who's just as smart, I think, and I don't know if they're smarter or just the same level as Rajon Rondo.
Right.
I played with some all-time greats, and Rondo is on a whole nother planet when it comes to knowing the game, how to manage a game, you know, what another team likes to run. I tell you a story, I was at Golden State, I was coached there under Mark Jackson, and Mark Jackson used to like to mess around with the other coaches by calling false plays. And Steph Curry and Clay and those guys, they all knew it, you know, when he would call something that we don't have just to throw people off, right? So he called this 45 side, which we're on the bench. We know what Mark's doing. We don't have a 45 side. He looks right at Rondo. Rondo like looks up and to the left, and he's like going through this Rolodex of what we do as an offense. He looks at Mark and said, y'all ain't got no 45 side. And I was like blown away by that because typically, you know, when people say that, you're always kind of searching for something. And that's not, it's uncommon in the NBA to call a false play like that because some guys on your own team can be confused by that. You know, I think like, did they put something in that I don't know about? But Mark would do that a lot just to kind of fool the other team. And Rondo is the only guy that I've ever seen pick up on that. And just the way that he kind of thought about it, he probably thought about every play we run, every option we run. And then he came out and said, yeah, you guys don't have that play. And I was blown away. And I've already played with him for 4 years at a time. And then when he did that, I was just like, I can't believe how smart this guy is.
That's tremendous stuff. I'm talking to Brian Scalabrine. He's a Radio.com Sports Insider, former NBA player, world champion with the Celtics. He is on Twitter, at Scalabrine. You obviously won that championship with Doc Rivers. He was let go earlier this week by the L.A. Clippers. To the extent that you would know, what happened? Why didn't it work the way that a lot of people envisioned it would work?
Yeah, I don't know what actually happened. Like, I don't know what caused the meltdown, but I do know, like, and I listen, I'm all about, like, if you guys have mental health problems, you need help, then by all means, go get it. You know, like, Paul George saying, like, I'm in a dark place, the bubble's really hard for me. And I get all that. And I think in the world, it's good that people can admit that. But when you're in NBA basketball and you start thinking about those type of things, it's going to be really hard to win. And that's fine. And it's good that we should address the issue of mental health, no doubt about it. But when you're trying to win and you start talking about, like, I'm not sure I want to be here, I'm not sure I want to play, and all those type of things, then I'm just telling you, if I'll go against right now anybody that doesn't want to be there against a guy who really does and really wants to compete and is like embracing it. And I'm taking the guy who is embracing the challenge and really about the competition of the game and not about a guy that doesn't want to be there. So you add that to the element. Their team wasn't constructed the way that Doc Rivers likes to coach. I know that, 'cause I played for him. And I know how I hear him speak all the time and how he wants to move the basketball, play more randomly versus, you know, the Clippers are a very robotic team. And he doesn't like, I know Doc doesn't like people playing that way because he thinks that ball movement is the way to go. So I would guess that he had a tough time, you know, whether it's getting to a guy like Paul George who wants to just like take bad shots or Kawhi Leonard who makes bad shots, who was extremely good in the bubble during that time, but also not a guy that, you know, like where the ball just flies around and kind of the opposite of what we're seeing with Miami. But I just don't think that he coached to his style. So when Ballmer ended up, you know, just deciding to let him go, I thought it must be some type of, I don't, like, Doc doesn't believe that the team could achieve the expectations, or Ballmer doesn't believe that Doc is a guy that can achieve the expectations. It's going to be one or the other. And then, listen, Doc was as shocked as anybody about getting let go. But I just feel like that team was not a good fit for him. And that's the reason. I feel like the reason they lost is because they were a little bit too robotic. Think about the team they lost to with Denver. Those guys are as free-flowing as it gets. When Jamal Murray has it going and Jokic and his amazing passing ability, you can't script any of that stuff. So you have a scripted team with a big lead versus an unscripted team. And I'll tell you, in the NBA right now, with the skill level and the shooting, you're better off going unscripted and having guys be able to make plays and share the ball in the way that they played.
That is Brian Scalabrine, a Radio.com Sports Insider, world champion with the Boston Celtics. He brought to you by Pinsel motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Brian, thanks so much, buddy. You're always great. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, no, anytime.
You're very nice. Take care, man. That's Brian Scalabrine, former world champion with the Boston Celtics. Major League Baseball playoffs are rolling full speed. 8 games today. Cardinals are up 4-1 on the Padres in San Diego in the second. The Reds and Braves played an all-timer earlier this afternoon. We've still got 2 games that will start later on tonight. 6 o'clock, Yankees-Indians. 9 o'clock, Brewers-Dodgers. We'll talk baseball next. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You know when you got to be somewhere, it's like really urgent? You don't want to do it over the phone. Some things just can't be said with an LOL or an OMG. Some things just need to be done IRL. So you're getting your Nissan Altima and drive. Feel the VC turbo engine instantly react to give you more power and efficiency so you can get where you need to go.
Hey, Eric, what are you doing here?
Like.
Huh?
Your social post. I liked it.
Oh, thank you. You know, there's a button for that, right?
I do.
The Nissan Altima, now offering the most tech-advanced engine in its class. This is tech that helps you be there. This is Nissan Intelligent Mobility. Auto Pacific Segmentation. 2020 Altima Platinum versus latest in-market competitors in the premium midsize class. Available feature. World's first production variable compression turbo engine launched by Nissan Motor Company Limited in 2018.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et d'où viens-tu?
Now try Babbel for free. Just go to babbel.com to start learning a new language today. That's BABBEL.com.
What's up, everybody? This is Rich Kleiman, co-founder of 35 Ventures, alongside my business partner, Kevin Durant. This week on the Boardroom's Out of Office podcast, I'm joined by the chairman and CEO of Goldman Sachs, David Solomon.
I think there's enormous pressure on kids, even in high school, to be thinking about their career and the specific steps they're going to take to advance their chances to get certain jobs and, you know, entree into certain parts of the business world. The case for finance, it's a great way to learn about business. It's a great way to gain experience. It's a great way to meet people and form a network. And I think that's only been amplified in the world we live in today. So there are definitely young people in college that are really interested in finance, that see it as a really interesting platform to get a further education outside of school.
You can listen for free to this episode and more on the Boardroom's Out of Office podcast on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your shows.
WFH, you know this acronym, work from home. We're all living it because we're all doing practically everything from home these days. Working, schooling, gymming, all under the same roof. And if you have Xfinity XFi, you have the internet built to handle it all. With XFi, you get the fastest speeds for all your streaming needs, reliable Wi-Fi all throughout your home, parental controls, the ability to pause your Wi-Fi with the push of a button, and the Xfinity app to control it all. Listen, your house is the center of life right now. Make sure your internet can keep it all going. That's Xfinity XFi, and it's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $25 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY today. Internet offer requires EgoBill and AutoPay, ends 11-22-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The God Killer, this Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the card dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the card dealer. The last temptation of Mike, but I'm a God Digger. Tell me as a bob that the God don't need a job. And if I did, the oligarchs would be missing, murdered, and robbed. This is Bonaparte. feel the pain of your found out the church services. Not a holy man, but a moral in my perversion. So I support the sex workers unionizing their services.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. If you live in Mississippi, she can help you. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you're somebody who likes to support local businesses that support the local athletic department, especially in tough times for the local athletic department, Elizabeth Rook Insurance qualifies. Do you have a good life insurance policy? If not, you need one. You wouldn't want something to happen to you unexpectedly and you leave your family in a bind. So you need a good life insurance policy. You can get one right now. Elizabeth Rook Insurance. They are temporarily waiving the medical exam to help you during COVID-19 social distancing protocols. So take advantage of that. Check the website, rookinsurance.com. There's two locations in the Memphis area. One is in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other is on Highway 51 in Covington. And you can reach them by phone at 901-867-SAVE. 901-867-7283. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance on the web, rookinsurance.com. Jeff Calkins is going to join me a little after 5 o'clock, but right now I got four stories I would like to discuss.
Four notable stories at 444. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's Four Notable Stories at 444. Story number one.
Day two of the Major League Baseball playoffs in the year 2020 are underway. More playoff games being played today than at any other day in the history of Major League Baseball. That is because of the expanded playoffs. Started at 11 a.m. Central Time. The last game will first pitch at a little after 9 o'clock Central Time. So we're going to do, I don't know, what is it, Bennett? About 13 hours of baseball
that
today?
That sounds like it.
And I've been working all day, obviously, preparing for this show. But I can put a television on mute right in front of me. And so I had Braves Reds on all afternoon. And what a baseball game that was. Like, I can't imagine how frustrating it must have been if you were actually an Atlanta fan or actually a Reds fan watching that game, because nobody could push a run across home plate until the bottom of the 13th when Freddie Freeman singled home the winning run to give the Braves a 1-0 victory. It set all sorts of records. 37 strikeouts in the game, 21 by the Braves. The team combined for 37. That is a postseason record. It was a scoreless game through 11 innings. That's the first time that has ever happened in the postseason. The Cincinnati Reds got 11 hits, scored zero runs. They are the first team to ever get 11 hits in a game in the playoffs and lose 1-0. They were 1 of 12 with runners in scoring position. They left 13 runners on base.
Yikes.
Like, I do have a couple of friends who are Reds fans that I follow on Twitter, and they were just losing it. And there was one time, and by the way, this all happens while Trevor Bauer is dealing. He will win the NL Cy Young Award this year, eliminating the opportunity for Jacob DeGrom to go to get three straight NL Cy Youngs. DeGrom had a not great start to close the season. Bauer has been great basically all season. Bauer will be your Cy Young Award winner. And today, he takes the mound in game one against the Braves. And I had told you yesterday, this was a little tricky spot for Atlanta because this is just best of three. And even though you are the better team, if Trevor Bauer comes out and just shoves it up your you got real problems. And he did. He went 7 2/3, 2 hits, 12 strikeouts. It's the most strikeouts ever for a Cincinnati Reds pitcher in a playoff game. But when he walks off the mound, it's 0-0. Like, they couldn't get anything for him. And so they end up losing 1-0. And if this is the final start of the season for Trevor Bauer, and it probably is, unless the Reds come back and win the next two in Atlanta, and certainly it's possible but unlikely, he's about to get paid. He was on a one-year deal with the Reds. He just signed a one-year deal. Now, he has said in the past that he is going to continue to just sign one-year deals. He said, I don't want to lock myself into a situation ever where I am unhappy. I believe in myself. I believe in my ability to stay healthy. So I'll just keep signing one-year deals and make sure I'm pitching where I want to pitch every year. I wonder if that changes after you have this season. You win a Cy Young Award, and somebody maybe tries to throw $200 million in front of you. Then do you really just sign 1 year? I don't, like, maybe.
I mean, I would.
You would sign 1 year. If somebody put out there, I don't know, let's say $25 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably low for him. Let's go $30 million a year.
Or 1 year.
$30 million a year for 5 years, guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking
$150 million guaranteed at the age of 29, or you sign a 1 year deal.
I mean, you said 1 year, $200 million.
No. 1 year. Let's say you can get 1 year, 30, or 5 years, 150.
I'll do the 5 years.
When you can put 150, like, that changes everything for your grandkids. Not that he has grandkids or even kids at this point, but still, he can do whatever he wants. I guess it's easier to say, I'm just going to do one-year deals when people aren't really. And it might be like, it could be $200 million deal,
mm-hmm.
$225 million deal. Like, who knows? Like, he is durable, still in his 20s, and straight dealing. Like, there's some thoughts that the Mets are going to make a run at him because the Mets are about to be sold to Steve Cohen, who will be the second wealthiest owner in Major League Baseball and is a lifelong Mets fan. Like, he wants to win. So there's thoughts that they'll go after Trevor Bauer, go after JT Realmuto, and you could maybe have a top of your rotation of Jacob DeGrom, Trevor Bauer. In theory, it'd be the last three Cy Young Award winners on the same team. That's my dream, at least. But Bauer, either way, whatever he decides to do, he's going to make a lot of money throwing a baseball next year. Incredible performance today in a 1-0 loss to Atlanta Braves. So now Atlanta will try to close that out tomorrow. Elsewhere, Oakland is up 5-2 on the White Sox in the bottom of the eighth. So they are about to even that series 1-1. So we will have a series deciding game three up next. The Rays are up 8-2 on the Blue Jays. So that's about to be a sweep, barring a comeback. The Cardinals are up 4-2 on the Padres on the road, top of the third. Paul Goldschmidt had a 2-run homer in the top of the first. Yadi also had an RBI in the top of the first. The Astros beat the Twins. So they sweep that 2-0. That was my World Series pick, the Minnesota Twins, out of the AL. That didn't go well. And did you realize this? I didn't realize this, even as a baseball fan, until I read it this morning in advance of this game. The Twins have now lost 18 consecutive playoff games.
Yeah.
You know how impossible that is?
I think
18 games in a row?
No, that's insane. But I thought about it, and I was like, man, I can't remember a time that the Twins, like, ever did anything in the playoffs.
Yeah, Kirby Puckett was on the team.
Yeah.
It would have had to involve Kirby Puckett.
So when I heard that, I was like, I'm not shocked, because I can't remember in my lifetime them ever doing anything in the playoffs.
Do you remember the Grizzlies started 0-12 in the playoffs?
Yeah, three straight sweeps.
And that felt incredible.
Yeah.
Like, how do you lose 12 consecutive playoff games? These dudes in Minnesota have now lost 18 straight. Like, when the Grizzlies lost 12 straight, I was like, what is even the point? What is even the point of going if you never win a game? This is 18 consecutive playoff losses for the Minnesota Twins, so that's just a nightmare. And then the Marlins upset the Cubs earlier today.
Yikes.
5-1 at Wrigley. So now the Cubs are going to have to bounce back and win two in a row to advance, or else the Marlins will be in the second round of the playoffs. Tonight, 6 o'clock, we get Yankees-Indians after the Yankees beat Shane Bieber's brains in last night.
They did.
They were just Aaron Judge, 2-run homer in the first, and they beat him up. Garrett Cole was really good. Bieber, who is going to win the AL Cy Young Award, was not. And then we get game one, Brewers-Dodgers tonight. Walker Buehler on the mound for L.A. They're heavy favorites, -235, but I can't get enough of this. Clearly, Game 1 NBA Finals will be the focus tonight, but I'll have baseball on too, I promise you.
Story number two.
Sunday's game between the Steelers and Titans in Nashville has been postponed to either Monday or Tuesday. This comes after the Titans had a fourth player test positive for COVID-19. Yep. So now it's 9 people connected to the team, 4 players and 5 staff members. So they have already decided you're not going to play on Sunday, but they might try to play on Monday or Tuesday. Obviously, this depending on whether they get more positive tests or not in the coming days. But right now, you can go ahead and make plans for Sunday, Bennett. You don't have to be sitting around in front of a TV watching the Titans.
No, I'll just watch all the other games.
You're going to watch football no matter what?
Every Sunday.
You know what? Like, we talked about this before. In years past, it was like the start of football season is kind of when we put the golf clubs up for the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, now on Sundays, like, you know, NFL, Sundays.
Yep.
Like, then we'll get through college basketball season, then we'll start playing again. And yet, for the past, what are we in now, week 3?
Yeah, this will be week 4.
We played golf every Sunday. And I get home in time for the end of the noon starts,
mm-hmm.
and then I've got, you know, I can see the late afternoon games,
yep.
and then the primetime game. But it has not stopped us from playing golf yet. And I don't think it will. Like, I don't miss it. I don't miss not being in front of the television for the noon kickoffs. I don't really care.
I love it.
I mean, I'll put the game. Like, we'll listen to it, like, in the speakers in the golf cart. Like, we'll have it on so we know what's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't really care that much.
Man, I could not be more opposite. Like, that it is, like, what – it's funny because the teams that I love are, the Grizzlies and the Tigers. But, like, as far as just the sport that I have to watch, no matter what, it's NFL.
This is where I am way in the minority. Like, the NFL is most Americans' favorite sport. That's just true. It's the biggest sport in this country by a mm-hmm. wide margin. It's way down the list for me.
Really?
It's way down the list
for me. I don't understand.
Like, mine would be Major League Baseball 1, probably.
Well, you're definitely in the minority there.
Yeah, of course. I'm stereotypical older white guy there.
Right.
But, like, even – you usually got to be older than me to be that guy.
Yeah.
But here I am. I'd go Baseball 1, NBA 2, College Football 3, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
College Basketball maybe after that. And then the NFL. NFL like barely cracks the top 5 for me.
And I love the NBA too. I just like it's easier, I think, to just because there's so many games, I think it's just easier to miss a game in the NBA. Like,
oh, of course.
Like, you know, it's not must see TV. Like, to me, like Sundays during the NFL season, those 17 weeks, it's like, let's go. Sunday, yeah.
Well, this Sunday you won't have to worry about the Titans, but you might have to worry about them on Monday night Tuesday night.
I like that. I'm down. Let's do a Monday Night Football doubleheader. That'd be fun.
Monday Night Football doubleheader. I enjoy those. So, like, we'll see. They're going to make a decision on that in the coming days.
Story number 3.
There is a report that Mark Gasol, you remember Mark, our old buddy?
I remember Mark.
Yeah,
a big fan.
He got moved to Toronto, won a championship, got real drunk at the parade, yelled a lot.
That was awesome.
Then had a slightly decreased role with the Raptors this season, and there is a report that he is, because he's a free agent now, is going to sign with Barcelona and go play professionally in Spain next season. Now, for whatever it's worth, this has not been confirmed by Woj, Shams, or any of the reputable American-based NBA reporters, basketball reporters, and you would think, like, that's a pretty significant story that one of them would have nailed that down yet if it's true. But I haven't seen anybody report it. But it is a report, an international report, that says that Marc Gasol is leaving the Raptors to play professionally in Spain. Should be noted, there was also an international report last offseason, I believe, that said Pau Gasol was going back to Spain. And he did.
That's true.
So this has happened before to one of the Gasol brothers. Maybe it's happening again, but I did see some Raptors fans tweeting about it earlier today, and the consensus was, if this is it for Marc Gasol in Toronto, he's a legend forever. He helped us get a championship, and he's the drunkest person ever to attend a championship in the city of Toronto.
And I think it does make sense for him, just because Marc does not seem like the dude that wants to that would ever want to be like the veteran on the bench that's helping the young. Not that he doesn't want to help the young guys, but I feel like he's the type of guy that, like, if I can't play a lot, not play a lot of minutes, because
he's just a guy in the NBA now.
Exactly. I do not think he wants to be that guy.
And you can go to Spain and be one of the best players.
Exactly. Like, Mark, if he
can't. It's like an international aging soccer star coming to MLS.
Exactly.
Like you can't do it Premier League anymore, but, like, hey, come play for the Colorado franchise and like score two goals a game.
Like if Mark can't give you 28 to 30 minutes a game in the NBA, I feel like he's the kind of guy that's like, okay, you know, I'm going to do something else. That's my opinion.
Maybe. I don't know. I do believe that he spends most of his off seasons in Spain anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you know, that is where he sort of grew up here. He spent like formative teenage years here, but like he was born in Spain and he, you know, spent his first years in Spain and still spends a lot of time there. So maybe he just prefers, especially in these times, prefers Spain to the United States of America. And if that's the case, I could understand.
Story number four.
Serena Williams' latest much-hyped quest for her 24th major title came to an abrupt and anticlimactic halt earlier today when she withdrew from the French Open because of a left Achilles injury just hours before her second round match. She said she could barely walk. And I don't know much about tennis. I don't play it professionally, although I will hit it around with my little boys every once in a while. But it seems like if you can barely walk, it's hard to play.
I would think so.
You need to be able to walk fairly well.
Pretty good,
to
play.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.